I wanted to make myself like the ravine, so that all good things would flow into me. Because the ravine is lowly, it receives an abundance. This sounds wonderful to everyone who suffers from lacking, but consider too that a ravine keeps nothing out. In flows a peach with only one bite taken out of it, but in flows too the body of a stiff mouse, half cooked by the heat of the stove it was toughening under. I have an easygoing way about me. I've been an inviting host, meaning to and not meaning to. Oops. He's approaching with his tongue already out and moving. Analyze the risks of becoming a ravine. Compare those with the risks of becoming a well with a well-bolted lid. Which I prefer depends largely on which kind of animals were inside me when the lid went on, and how likely they'd be to enjoy the water versus drown, freeze, or starve. The lesson? Close yourself off at exactly the right time. On the day that you wake up under some yellow curtains with a smile on your face, lock the door. Live out your days untroubled like that.